Only thing I'll mention, and we'll go to your questions, is that very happy to learn that we've gone over 30,000 Hoosiers who have logged on to lighten up and said they're going to try to lose 10 pounds or more and or stop smoking in the 10 weeks ahead. So I'm pleased with that. If we could drop 300,000 or more pounds as a state, that'd be a step in the direction of health. So we'll be encouraging those folks to stick with it, maybe even exceed their goals, sending messages and so forth. But kind of a nice way to start the new year.
Given your emphasis on curbing smoking and more than passing no smoking, you know, bans and restaurants and things like that, how would you feel about a statewide ban?
I'd look at it. A straight answer is that I have, I believe in home rule and community self-government determination, and as strong as my feelings are about smoking, hoping that we can help and encourage Hoosiers to reduce the second highest rate of smoking in America, I have not been comfortable at this point with the state enforcing on every single community the rules under which it would live. If I were a city councilman in a town considering an ordinance, I think I'd probably vote for one. But I'm not sure it ought to be jammed from Indianapolis down on every community.
What are your thoughts on the movement to abolish property taxes this time through a constitutional amendment?
That's a noble ideal. It ought to be accompanied by a practical plan. I think we should be very careful with symbolic gestures in government that can't be backed up by real action. But obviously, I'm strongly in favor, always have been, of reducing our reliance on property taxes, and have argued now for 3 years in a row for a new way, a different way to approach that goal. If we could get to zero one day, that'd be terrific.
Does the WeatherWax plan, which includes a state spending cap and alternative revenue for local governments, meet your criteria for a complete package?
I don't know yet. Again, it's whether the numbers add up. It'd be very important I always think it's important to offer practical plans to Hoosiers that do have factual and intellectual integrity. But we're going to give it a look and a sympathetic look.
How do you feel about the hometown legislation?
I've been for it for 3 years. I'm still for it. I spoke for it the other night. I do believe that we all know that property taxation has been and will be a problem here. We've known for a long time that decisions made a few years ago were going to lead to a bump and that would have to be dealt with. Talking about the inventory tax change and the trending change and so forth, decisions made a while back. The way that Indiana has tried to deal with property taxes in the past has not worked. Raising Hoosier state taxes and recycling the money had good intentions, but it led to higher taxes at both levels. And so, like the mayors of the state and other local officials of the state, I think a better way to reduce property taxation is by putting more authority and accountability at the local level.
Governor, as you know, there hasn't yet been a hometown matters bill filed, and Democratic leaders in the House have said that they're kind of awaiting some further guidance mm-hmm. from you. What do you have to say about that?
Well, I met yesterday with the leadership of the cities and towns. We've been talking to them constantly. I think the outlines of the bill have been visible for 2 or 3 years. I think the locality should take the lead. I plan to support Mayor Peterson. He's their president this year and others. And the exact details, Senator Kenley and others, I know are working on ideas that capture the Hometown Matters approach. And again, I just think we need a new way to reduce local property taxes. The old way has not worked well. And I'd make one other point. Another round of state spending recycled to subsidize local spending will hurt education and veterans and other goals that we have. There's only so much money, and attempting to use the available funds within a balanced budget on property taxes will mean that other important priorities cannot be met.
You've been consistent on that point, Governor, but as far as going the next step and saying specifically, so that means we need, say, local option income taxes or something along those lines, you know, you've stopped short of kind of picking a specific couple of items in that regard.
Well, I haven't thought it was for me to tell the local governments of the state what menu of new freedom and authority they ought to have, or the legislature either. I do think the local option income tax would have to be part of it, but it might not be all of it. I also have offered the idea that there ought to be a local control board, as we once had in Indiana, to add it all up so that somebody represents the taxpayer and can, in a given county, blow the whistle and say, wait, it's too much spending. Everybody needs to back off a percent or two. And I've had a pretty good reaction, by the way, to that proposal. But in general, I feel that I want to support this new direction. I would like to support ideas that come bottoms up from the localities and from the legislators who agree.
Where does your full-day kindergarten proposal stand now? I know some other leaders keep mentioning cafeteria plans and more local options. Have you talked to them about that?
I'm very optimistic about it. Senator Lubbers has introduced it, and I think we're going to pass something very like it. But it's legitimate for people to suggest all kinds of alternatives to it. I happen to think that universal, voluntary, full-day kindergarten phased in is probably the single best idea. But I know there are alternative views, and if the legislature brings me something that's different or is on a different timetable, that'd be fine.
What about free textbooks? They passed the bill through committee the other day. Now, a lot of them were asking, what's your priority, full-day kindergarten or free textbooks? Do you have a stance on that? Do you think it's going to have to come down to either or?
Full-day kindergarten is my priority. I think it is the next important step we can make that will help the most kids and will have the most direct effect on student achievement and performance. Now, I like the idea of cheaper or free textbooks. I've said that many, many times. I'd be very happy if we could do both at the same time. That may or may not prove possible. Again, the one absolute in a General Assembly that's going to be full of compromise and I know cooperation, I think my only absolute is we are not going back in the red. We will have to have a balanced budget without a general tax increase. But that can be done. And maybe both these things can be accommodated. I'd be happy if they could. And I salute those who are speaking up for lowering the cost of textbooks. They're making a point that I agree with.
In general, your State of the State speech was pretty well received, but there did seem to be sort of lukewarm legislative response to cigarette tax and to the toll road connector. And I wondered if you're at all discouraged by that, especially in light of some of the opposition in these public meetings.
Well, I don't necessarily think the applause meter is the way we measure genuine vitality of these ideas or not. There are people who are very much for them who might be a little cautious about displaying their support at this time. So I'll tell you that the conversations we had, meetings yesterday, for instance, on the both the Ileana Expressway with a table full of legislators from Northwest Indiana and also on the Commerce Connector, and there is a lot of interest. I spoke to 1,500 people yesterday who are interested in development and jobs and growth, real estate and so forth in Indiana. A lot of interest. I think there's growing awareness that taking actions, if we could find the right ones that are far-sighted, could not only protect the quality of life, reduce congestion, safety problems, and pollution that a lot of trucks cause right now, but create a lot of upside possibilities for future job growth in these areas. So I'm encouraged so far.
Governor, this is the day that people who work on the Indiana toll road have to decide whether they want to go to work for the private entity or state government. It's expected that about 15% will choose to stay with state government. Do you see this as a significant day in the life of that deal?
Yes, and I I think it's an important day, and I think it's a significant one. Six out of seven of those of the state employees have expressed a preference to go to work for the company, and they'll all be given offers. They'll be given offers today. Those 15% or so who would like to stay with the state will be given offers today, as pledged and promised. And we're on our way to a much better toll road. They've already begun widening it, as you know, with private dollars for better traffic flow on the West End. They've already begun testing, preparing to install Easy Pass technology so you won't have to stop nearly so often. So the billions of dollars of new investment that's going to happen in the toll road have begun, and I think the employee enthusiasm to join the private sector is a reflection of that.
So 15% that will be given offers to stay with the state today, are those offers that allow them to stay in their community, or will they have to move?
No, there's a geographic restriction. That all offers will be within a radius of 50 miles, as I recall, and most of them far closer than that. We had great cooperation. We asked other departments of state government to step forward with vacancies that they had, and so there'll be a variety of possibilities for that one in seven who would like to stay with the state.
If the minimum wage is increased both in Indiana and nationally, should the increases be phased in on the same timetable?
Might be simpler, but I don't have a fixed view about that.
Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, you've been consistent in saying we should do it either or, enforce or legalize and regulate. You've never before been really afraid of controversial ideas. I'm just wondering why you haven't chosen which one we should do and then just push for it.
Well, I would say, interestingly, taking the position that we ought to enforce the law when we find it being broken was controversial. I've gotten a lot of back pressure about that. But as we've discussed before, we have told the excise police, this is not a priority, this is not something we want you out looking for, but if you get a complaint or trip right over a blatant violation, you should follow the oath of office you took and enforce the law. And that'll just remain our policy. And if the General Assembly changes the law, we will obviously adjust accordingly.
Will you be joining the Lieutenant Governor and making any kind of a wager with your counterpart in Massachusetts?
No, I haven't, but what I will bet is that that Colts fans will prove they are the best fans in America, not only by being as loud and rowdy as fans can be, but also by showing the courtesy and hospitality for which Indiana is famous. We've seen some bad sportsmanship in a couple other towns in pro football, and I predict that this weekend, while being as helpful to the team as fans can be, we will also show that any visitors who happen to come will be treated well and with good will and good humor, and I look forward to that. Well, nobody offered one, you know, and I didn't go looking for one, but I said maybe I'll double down on the mayor's bet.
Are you going to the game?
Yes, going to the game with a couple of Daniels girls. The mayor was kind enough to invite us to join him, and we're real excited.
Governor, in your State of the State speech, offhand, you made a comment toward veterans, that were state of patriots.
It was pointed out that it might have been, however true, it might have been an unfortunate week to put it that way. All I can say in defense is I wrote the speech over Thanksgiving. I had no idea who we'd be playing, and I didn't think to go back and amend it. I never think it's for me to say. I'll just say that I felt that I, at my most self-critical, I did feel that I expressed what I hoped to express. A commitment to forward motion and progress, genuine excitement that, and optimism that we can make it, a complete commitment to cooperation and an openness to the ideas and of others. And just from the feedback I've gotten, whether it's at the gym or in the emails or from some, I've had some wonderful notes from the Democratic legislators and some personal comments too. Just from that feedback, my sense is I did get those things across. And I think that's what you hope for when you're called on to make one of those presentations.
You were really reaching out to Democrats. Do you think it worked? Have you got any feedback?
Lots of feedback. Some wonderful notes dropped off at the desk and lots of personal encounters. And it's my job to make that last and make it real. I have every confidence, really, that we can do that, and it'll be reciprocated.
Governor, a question on the toll road, the ICC. I think Jim Scheller or someone else was asking David Long the other day where the court of public opinion fits into your decision to move forward. I know it's early and there are many hoops to jump through, but at that very first meeting in Greenfield, there was a lot of opposition.
Yeah. Well, we have now more than 20 public meetings and opportunities for folks to come out. First of all, understand, as many do not understand, what's being suggested here. In particular, to understand how preliminary all this is. No one has a specific route in mind, and for instance. And by definition, folks who come to public meetings come because they are concerned, and that's as it should be. But it's not necessarily an accurate measure of overall or eventual feelings. Remember, we canvassed very carefully around the route and talked to elected officials for months ahead of time, and they were very enthusiastic. And so that's a measure of public opinion that also becomes important. The Iliana Expressway, I've made now close to 60 visits to Lake County alone and more to Northwest Indiana. I'll bet that idea was raised with me on two-thirds of those visits. That's an idea that's been out there a long time, and there's a lot of interest in it, if we can get it right. So public input is critical, of course, and we're trying to create as many opportunities as possible for people to come and ask their questions and make their views known. And I think the other thing that is so important about that is at meetings like that, we hope to get people to think forward a little bit and to understand that Central Indiana or Northwest Indiana 6 and 8 years from now is going to look very different, and that we need to be thinking about steps we can take to make sure that the quality of life remains good here and perhaps is even strengthened by new jobs and so forth. I'm going to cite you a very specific example. In about a month or so, the Super 70 project will start over here on the east side of town. It's going to be a mess. It can't be put off anymore. The road it's a safety problem, and the road is in bad need of repair. A third of the vehicles and probably two-thirds or more of the wear and tear are trucks who are passing through. And the number of those trucks is going up all the time. And so ideas like the Iliana, and it's the same situation, of course, in Lake County, ideas like the connector and the Iliana, in large part, are meant to alleviate the congestion problems, the safety problems, the pollution problems of through commercial truck traffic by giving it a route around these urban areas. So I think public meetings are extremely important. They can be occasions where people, yes, ask their questions, express their concerns, but also think a little bit about the fact that we might be well served to take some actions now so we don't have much, much bigger problems later and miss some opportunities.
Governor, with major moves, you felt that you had a deal on the table, you could not wait.
Right.
This one is a little different.
Yeah.
So is this a possibility that it may take more than just this legislative session
yeah.
so you might wait longer?
Well, it will take long. This is a very important question. Two big differences. One, of course, in major moves, we were talking about an existing asset. Here, these are assets we don't have and we won't have unless we find a way, the public-private way, to add them to the inventory of assets the state has. Secondly, as you said, Mary Beth, here we don't and won't have a concrete offer. And so at the meeting so far with the legislators, we spent a lot of time talking about process. The legislature would need to set ground rules and a process for evaluating if they give permission to go to the market and seek a partner or two partners. One, what ground rules would we operate? And I'm wide open about that. We had some great discussions about alternative ways of getting at that.
Governor, you've been moving forward on the lottery franchise idea with the executive order you put out and also a request for qualifications. Is it your plan to have a bid on the table for lawmakers to approve just like you did for major moves?
I don't think no, it isn't. I don't think we can. So the first question, of course, is how much do we want to fight the brain drain? How much would we like to make a big, bold move for excellence in education? Is this an acceptable means of doing so without a tax increase? And so I look forward to good discussion of that question. You may have noticed, but Illinois, of course, is already moving to do the very same thing. New Jersey announced this week. They also are exploring the idea of converting their lottery to a regulated utility. So I think it's an idea that is spreading and it's not unique or radical here. But the real question is, how much do we want to do about the brain drain and about our opportunities in higher ed? And I've said before, if someone has another way to assemble the funds to create scholarships and invest in our universities without raising taxes, I'd love to see it. There may be one that I haven't thought of.
You mentioned the HOPE scholarship for the best in a variety of sections. Why not create scholarships for need-based, for the students in Indiana that can't afford to go to college? Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, we have a lot of that, and we could. And I'm not closed-minded about it. The plan that we put together was put together at this table in several meetings of the university presidents. And it was our collective view that these were the two steps that would add something to the portfolio of support we have for higher ed now. But I'm not closed-minded. Yes, you could always do more on the need-based side, and someone may want to suggest some variation like that. That'd be fine. The Hoosier Hope Scholarships, of course, would be brand new, move directly at the brain drain by offering the financial incentive to stay around. And we don't have anything like the World-Class Scholars Fund. But yes, we could always do more on the need-based side, and it might make sense. I'll make one other point. $1 billion is just our best estimate for what the partial franchising or the franchising of future revenues might bring. It could be more, and someone will have to think about what if it were more. You might add new dimensions if it were.
Has the state hired an investment bank to kind of test the market, or has the state gotten some interest from scientific games or lots of energy companies?
Yes. OMB did, or the appropriate office did, hire an advisor. And the request is being formatted, I guess. But we believe there's going to be lots of interest. We're told to expect, and I think Illinois has been told, I think New Jersey has been told to expect a significant number of entities to express an interest.
Perhaps more than major moves?
Yeah.
Can you discuss the lottery with
Illinois? Let me go back just for a minute there. When we in major moves, we initially had two or three dozen expressions of interest. When it came down to hard bids, as you know, there were four, so that might happen again, but we're also told to expect a large number.
Is it Goldman Sachs?
It's Morgan Stanley.
Have you talked about the lottery deal with Blagojevich and the possibility of a joint bid?
I did talk to him in December, and I meant to bring that up in a long conversation, because we talked about the Ileana and some other common issues too. I realized when I hung up the phone I had meant to raise that idea, and I didn't. We've since decided it would probably just make things so much more complicated that it probably wouldn't work well anyway. But it's an interesting question, and it did cross my mind, and then I just neglected to test him on it. They're a little bit further along than we are, and might not have wanted to slow down and wait to see if Indiana wants to be part of it or not.
When did you meet with Northwest Indiana legislators? Was it just about the Ileana, and what did you ask of them or say to them?
Mm-hmm. It was yesterday morning, I think. Yeah, Ileana in the morning. And we had a table full, and it was mainly give and take, but we talked about the fact that no one has a fixed route in mind, that the road might run only to 65, but we thought it'd be very exciting, particularly for distribution, intermodal possibilities in LaPorte County and elsewhere, if it did continue on. We batted that around. Certainly talked about the issue of process. How can the legislature best be involved? Setting up a criteria for what's an acceptable transaction. Perhaps some back-end review beyond the budget committee, which is in the current P3. Those kind of questions. And I kept affirming that really any way that the legislature could get comfortable with this and any terms they want to set. And so we agreed to get back together after everybody's thought some more about it.
What kind of sense did you get with your conversation with Governor Blagojevich that this project was, to what extent it was on his radar screen?
It definitely is. In fact, Illinois sent the draft memorandum of understanding to us. And I think they definitely are eager to move forward. As you know, most of the mileage is on the Indiana side. It's not that long a road, but something like 50 of 60 or 70 miles is on our side. Help a lot.
Governor, I've talked to several legislators who have a theory that every year you have a proposal that is designed solely for them to say no to. Last year there was a cigarette tax. They could say no to that to give you major news. The year before, the income tax surcharge, they say yes to the same time. This year, the theory that they have is that you aren't serious either about the Commerce Connector or the lottery privatization.
That's just not the way I operate. I was deadly serious about all these ideas. I didn't do the best job of preparing or maybe presenting a couple of them in the past, but as you know, our batting average is pretty darn high. We went very sincerely for all the changes and reforms that we've suggested, and I am very serious about all of these. I'm realistic enough to know that particularly if you try as many things as we tend to try, that you won't bat 1,000. That doesn't mean we aren't very sincere in believing these things would be good for Indiana, and I'm putting lots of time into trying to make sure that they do happen.
Governor, you're supporting Mayor Peterson on the IAC stuff. You're sharing a box with him at the game. Is there some kind of political relationship being formed here as far as, perhaps a ticket for a bipartisan ticket or something?
There's an idea. Look, I like the mayor a lot, always have, and he's doing a good job under very difficult circumstances, and I'm always looking for ways to support him, and he's been very fair with us, so I think we're knowing each other better personally just in the natural course of business, and the more I know him, the more I like him, but no, nothing more going on than that.
You're not worried about that showing up in a Democrat ad sometime. I'm always looking for ways to support him, said Governor
Stevens. Too late. Should have thought of that sooner, huh? No, I don't mind. I'm not worried about that.